This is the Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR. I'm David Gardner. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of those affected by Hurricane Katrina. Because of the week's events, we're not going with our usual phone call segment. Instead, we're going to present some best of material, Fool Radio interviews that we thought were worth another listen. Craigslist is a giant online classified service that's found new uses this week. People have used it to offer shelter to those affected by the hurricane. And people have used it to look for friends and relatives. We interviewed Craigslist CEO Jim Buckmaster in June. Here's that interview. 120 cities, 25 countries, 4 million classified ads a month, 2.4 billion page views a month, 18 employees, and a service that doesn't charge for 99% of its offerings. The service in the business is Craigslist. It's essentially a huge regional bulletin board service on the internet where people can post a TV for sale, look for a job, or even find romance in personal ads. And it's become a four-letter word for newspapers, newspapers that depend on classifieds for a good chunk of their revenue. Jim Buckmaster is the CEO of Craigslist. He joins us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Jim Buckmaster, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me on.
Jim, for those who aren't familiar, let's start off with the obvious question. Who is Craig and what is his list all about?
Craig is a longtime techie who started a little email CC list in 1995 for his friends in San Francisco. They told their friends and those friends told their friends and it slowly grew. 10 years later, the numbers are the ones you mentioned. Mm.
A friend of one of our producers, in fact, is marrying someone she met on Craigslist. I'm sure there must be a gazillion stories like this. Can you tell us a few?
We love to hear those stories. Our favorites are the ones we get fairly frequently where the person has found not only their spouse, but their job, their apartment, all of their furnishings, their cat or dog, a lot of their current friends, etc., all on one site and all for free. That's the kind of thing that makes the job fun.
And all for free. One of the most defining features of Craigslist is the non-commercial look of the website. The only money that Craigslist makes is off Help Wanted ads in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles, if I have my facts right. Jim, why has Craigslist been resistant to making more money?
We're not so much resistant. I mean, we do a very good business. We've been in the black quarter after quarter for 5 or more years. I think probably the better question is why people are still paying. I checked recently, I think it's still at $18 billion classifieds industry. It's mind-boggling to us that so much money still goes into a problem that's basically been solved and the costs are extremely low. And in our minds, far too much capital is going into something where, they could be finding cures for diseases, putting men on Mars or wherever, et cetera, with that money.
Mm. And Jim, if we looked forward, let's say 3 to 5 years, do you see additional commercial endeavors right now that would be in play 3 to 5 years from now that you're just not doing now?
That we might do? Well, I don't know. 3 to 5 years from now, we'll be in a lot more cities. We'll have more categories, more features, and hopefully fewer bugs than we have currently. But kind of big splash, new, brand new services isn't really our forte. We feel like we're spread pretty broadly already, given the kind of the number of categories, very disparate categories like events and job postings and personals. So we feel like we have our hands pretty full just doing a good job at those areas.
As the CEO, do you have a top-line strategy? I mean, do you have quarterly numerical thinking that you're trying to grow at a certain rate?
Not really. I mean, our goal is to, let's say, maximize our societal value, if you will, and we figure our enterprise value, if I'm using that term correctly, will take care of itself if we concentrate on being as useful as possible to as many people as possible and doing whatever our users ask us to do and not doing anything that they don't want us to do.
Mm. And as I mentioned earlier, you have 18 employees. Give us a ballpark idea. How much does it cost to operate this website?
Well, you can kind of gauge from our low headcount, and I can add a few items that we use all open source software, so we don't pay a dime for software, and hardware and bandwidth costs, as you know, drop month after month. So in some ways, our costs tend to drop over time, and with a modest headcount of 18, you can kind of do the math that it doesn't cost a lot.
Mm. In August, eBay bought a 25% stake in Craigslist from a former Craigslist employee. Jim Buckmaster, does that create commercial expectations for Craigslist?
Oh, not really. I mean, it was a very minor investment in their worldview. They admire what we do, and they like the way we do things. We felt no commercial pressure from them at all.
Why would eBay pay up for a non-commercial website?
Well, non-commerciality is one aspect, and we would argue perhaps the most important aspect of what we do, but we're also, you know, a very large-scale classifieds player, if you will. By my rough calculations, we'll probably sometime next year be getting as many or more classified ads per month as go into all print classified media combined. So that's a fairly, it's a large enterprise in that respect. And I think even in eBay's mind, money isn't everything.
Mm. You certainly come across as one of the more laid-back CEOs in America. There's a San Francisco cool to your voice as I listen to you speak. Do you think about competition? Is that something that you even bother with, Jim Buckmaster? I mean, if I threw out eBay or Frugal or newspaper classifieds, are those competitive entities that you view yourself as competing against?
No, we really don't think in those terms. I mean, in our worldview, we're largely trying to provide a public service to the best of our ability to as many people as want or need it. And to the extent that others want to do the same, you know, in our minds, that's fantastic.
Hmm. We've heard that Craig's new fascination is community journalism. Can you elaborate a little bit?
I think Craig is very excited about the possibilities that we're now seeing for community to do its own journalism, as you will. I think we'd all agree that as many different takes on journalism as we can have in the world, as many different viewpoints and many different ways of getting information, it's all to the better, and the good will rise to the top. I should hasten to add that Craigslist has no special plans for rolling out some bold new venture in that regard, but I think you'll see more of that kind of thing just kind of around the margins of what we do, since what we do is driven by what users want and need, and we'll see them basically doing whatever they want despite our limitations or the limitations of our site, and we try to observe that and then try to enable it and help it along to the best we can. So if they want to do community journalism, you'll certainly see us follow.
Mm. Final question for you, Jim Buckmaster. 5 years from now, how many cities will have their own Craigslist?
Well, we'd like to serve anyone and everyone who wants or needs us. We'd like to be there in whatever form they want us. Our geographical navigation system is evolving. It's still a bit clunky. We'd like to say that we would be available basically anywhere there's an internet connection by that time.
Jim Buckmaster is the CEO of Craigslist, craigslist.org.com.net, probably a few others. A fascinating example of the power of community and what the internet can do, creating solutions in many people's lives. Jim Buckmaster, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on, Dave.